from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we got Jerry ready to roll right here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry Jones brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Jerry Jones, good morning, sir.
Hey, Kevin, Corey, Mike, man, it's good to be on and good to be here the day before game day, or the 2 days before game day. But it's good to be on with you.
Absolutely. Last night, the Thursday night football game got decided by a toe.
By a toenail.
Today, the NFL is in Brazil, and then y'all start up on Sunday. How exciting is this time, not only in terms of the competitiveness, but when you see the expansion of the league?
Well, I, of course... always keep in mind Friday night football for our high school, but these are exceptions that we're working with here, and so I thought it was a great game to kick the season off. My goodness, what a display! And of course, we got to go play those guys up in Baltimore. That's going to be a tough draw, but I just thought the game was outstanding and really gave a great presentation of what the league and what pro football is all about today. And, of course, excited about Brazil. You know, Brazil has, of course, always been a fascinating place, very fascinating for me. You know, Brazil started about the same time the United States began. And you know the difference between Brazil and the United States?
I don't.
The credit system. The United States fundamentally, very early on, started selling houses and cars on payments. And Brazil didn't inject that into their economy until just of late. And I've always thought that was an interesting difference between the two. Brazil has such a great country by size and population and really about the similar makeup to the United States. But we have always done so much better than they have, and it has everything to do with Hamilton and that group and our credit system.
Now, we love talking to you, Jerry, for a variety of reasons. One of them is that story, but also the insight that you give us on NFL matters. I'm curious your thoughts about the Disney, ESPN, DirecTV dispute. A lot of people are concerned about missing out on Monday Night Football. Do you see an end to that coming up soon?
Well, I don't know that I do. It's gone on lengthy as these things go for a lengthy period of time. But I do understand that this shuffling that we're seeing in the presentation of sport has really had some adjusting to make. I think that's the best way to say it. And it does ultimately impact the viewers dramatically. and has everything today to do with the revenue sharing and the revenue allocation that goes on with the different ways the different types of network presentations are structured. So anyway, that's a mouthful, but I hope that it doesn't displace viewers of the NFL along at all, and to the extent that they can find alternative ways to watch these games. I know that we can. I don't know of anybody that's boxed out if they know how to work through the maze of finding out how to find that game, an NFL game on television.
Now, talk with Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. I had one more quick league-based question for you. In the last 24 to 48 hours, Rael Antin, the vice president of content for the Washington Commanders, was suspended and then fired because, among other things, he mocked the commissioner and then mentioned you as the person who really runs the NFL. And then he said that, quote, you hate gay and black people. What did you think about that statement and the NFL firing that person?
I dismissed it immediately. Didn't even think about it. Seriously. It's so off base and wrong, so I didn't give it any more thought at all. And I hope no one does, because it's ludicrous.
Jerry, Dak said he wants to be here. I saw him yesterday say he wants to be here, and he wants to win one here because winning it here would be different than winning a Super Bowl anywhere else. Why do you think that winning a Super Bowl in Dallas would be different than anywhere else?
Well, I think that Dak is looking at it from the perspective of his career and his tenure, and he's invested so much in what we're about, what we can be, and I completely understand that statement. I'm proud he feels that way, and I want that to come true.
Have you spoken to Dak's representatives lately, and are y'all far enough along to have discussed specific annual salary?
I won't be discussing anything at all about Dak's business or contract at this particular time.
Okay, and with the state of McCarthy and Dak's contracts, do you feel like you're kind of sending a message to the team and to them to be on high alert? And how do you expect them to respond?
Again, I want to include Mike in that little, I guess you call it, point I'm making is I don't think any good purpose can be for discussing those agreements. And I will say this, I couldn't be more satisfied with either one of them at all. And so that's not the issue.
Jerry, last night you had the new kickoff rule take effect in the first ever game, and both teams decided just kick it out of the end zone and let them have it at the 30. And I guess as a fan, we thought the new rule would have kickoffs where there would be a lot of returns, and literally, as far as I can recall, there were zero returns last night. Both teams decided kick it out of the end zone, take it at the 30. Do you feel like most every team's just going to do that, even though it looks weird and we were looking forward to it? It's just going to be like, just you got a big leg, make them take it at the 30.
That's a fair question, since that was what we saw last night. I think there will be a lot more in-play kickoffs, let's put it like that, where you've got the tackling and the return part of it. That sure last night was the case. It's a weapon. It's a way to have some offense on kickoff that was not there, in my view. And that, I don't believe, will be the case. It could be the majority of the case, but strategically, it allows you, if you choose to basically, on either side of the ball, create some game that involves both defense and offense. So let's see how this thing plays out. But that's certainly, though, was notable that we didn't get a ball in play during the kickoff.
You know, Micah Parsons has talked all offseason, especially these last few weeks, about his opportunity to become a better leader for the team. We all know how good he has been on the field, but have you seen the opportunity for Micah to become a better leader, and do you think he can become the leader that this defense needs him to be?
Well, I certainly think anytime you have the ability and the performance to back it up that Micah has had so far, that you've got the makings of a great leader on the field. And that's a very big-time prerequisite to really leading.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
...is to walk the talk. And so I think that he's got all the potential in the world to be outstanding. He's so mentally with it. He's extraordinarily sharp. And so I think all of that lends itself. He's got great people skills. He's got... personality that goes with his, if you will, his skill set, his aggressiveness playing the game. I think all of that makes quite a package. And what I'm also impressed about it is how hard he works as a young man, a young player, to take advantage of his gifts. So I think he could be an outstanding leader for not only the defense but for the team.
Hey, Jerry, when you're looking at like a CeeDee Lamb contract, and you're like, whoo, $34 million a year, and you're looking at like the future with Micah and even all your other players as you sign up with them, what is the expectation once they've put ink to paper? What is the expectation from you, whether it's productivity or leadership? What do you expect out of those players once they've signed that kind of deal?
Well, you have to have extraordinary performance to make it work, because when you've allocated that percentage of your total resources to the winning of the football games and having the team you want to have, when you've done that, then you've got to be very judicious as to how you do it, when you do it, and so that you can get the supporting cast around it. The more players in any sport that you have on a field at the same time, the more numbers that are required to contribute. And you've got to watch having your soft spots be too soft. That is, for whatever the reason, maybe it's the youth and experience of a player, maybe it's the level of talent at this point in their career. Maybe it's availability from standpoint of injury. But nobody has it out there all at the same time, just perfect. And that's what makes the game so great. And what you have to do is when you've got outstanding players like the ones that you've mentioned right there, you have to have a plan in place. You have to think about it. And you really do need to husband every cent you can keep because what goes to one player doesn't can't go to the next player. And you have a limit as to how much you can go. It's like if you were in college and every team has 60 scholarships, but you could use 5 scholarships on one player, or you could use 1 on a player. How you allocate that's part of the challenge, and I look forward to the future with it. I think we've got the greatest game in the world.
What are the expectations? We're all pretty high on Tyler Guyton sliding in at left tackle, first-round pick this year. I'm curious, your expectations there kind of juxtaposed with the expectations for Mozzie Smith, who, if I was disappointed in his performance last year, and I'm curious your expectations for Mozzie this year as well.
Well, I think that Mozzie Smith has had a outstanding offseason and really had an outstanding camp, and the expectation for Ozzie, the plan for him to contribute to our defense is sound and fits him, really fits him good. And you can expect improvement in defensive linemen more than likely. I remember I was told, I didn't talk to him direct, but Tom Landry, the great coach of the Cowboys, said don't ever pass judgment on a defensive lineman until their third year. See what you've got. It takes that kind of evolving sometimes. So I'm excited about what Mozzie's going to bring to the table this year, and think that we'll be warranted with the decision we made to have him come home. I'll tell you what, Guyton, Cooper Beebe, those are young guys. It's a little bit iffy to talk about two rookies, one rookie stepping up against the likes of who they're going to be playing Sunday. But the bottom line is that these guys are really uniquely ready to go for these games, and they'll get better as we go along. But the more important thing is I'm excited about our two rookies, and I'm excited about the depth that some of the younger players in the offensive line. I think the offensive line is one of our strengths.
Jerry, I think a lot of people agree with that. We go through all these websites, and they like a lot of your groups, but it's been consistent. Every website we go to says the Cowboys have the worst running back group in the NFL. Why would you disagree with that?
Well, I think that start with, if you disagree with Elliott, then you've got a head start on disagreeing with the group. Would you give me that?
Okay.
And so I think that I have a higher picture of what Elliott can bring to the table. I think that what he did in New England last year was a higher caliber of performance than he's given credit for. I know from experience that it's extremely, extremely difficult to evaluate the time when a player has, if you will, diminished because of the numbers of carries that he's made. And so I'm excited about having Ezekiel Elliott. I think we had a wonderful opportunity because of his love for the Cowboys and because of our feeling about him as a team player. I think this gave us an opportunity to have Ezekiel Elliott out here when it might not have worked other places. I'm excited about where we're going there. I like Rico that's in there behind him. And, boy, he's a volatile runner. And he'll get snaps. Everybody that follows this stuff knows it takes more than one running back to make it go. I think Elliott gives us an edge on short yardage. And, of course, we're all excited about seeing Deuce Vaughn use his unique skills and the right kinds of situations all over the offense. Don't cut out, though, our fullback, Hunter Lupka. I'm telling you, he's a football player, and he can run the ball too.
All right, Jerry, before we let you go here, we are on tour again. We'll be out every Friday as we do these conversations with you, courtesy of Miller Lite for sending us out and about. All of our Tolos are sitting here hanging out, and how many individual Miller Lite should each one of our Tolos be drinking throughout the day?
Well, I'll tell you this. You've got to have one to start the morning before you brush your teeth.
Yep.
And then certainly you need one for breakfast.
And that's what I want.
There's got to be one mid-morning bracer. And then it's real good to be ready to go with that big lunch and go from there.
There
now, we're
go.
Smiling. I know this. You've got the most valuable player sitting there when it comes to beer and comes to a partner of the Dallas Cowboys. We've never had another alcoholic beverage. We've never had another beer that have associated with the Dallas Cowboys. So we're excited about Miller being out there with you today.
And we're all excited about the season. Thank you very much for the time, good sir. We'll catch up with you again next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
There you go, Jerry Jones, suggesting that all the Tolos have what I counted was at least four adult beverages, courtesy of Miller Lite.
Well,
right,
he said
there.
Go from there after lunch, Kevin.
Sure.
That could mean you fill up and then you get to reboot the day. So
we will see how it goes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get styled. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.